WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Top Chinese officials secretly determined they were likely facing a pandemic from new coronavirus in mid-January. They were ordering preparations, even as they downplayed it in public. That's in internal documents obtained by the Associated Press showing because the warnings were muffled inside China, it may have delayed the worldwide response and cost lives. New Jersey has confirmed now 69,000 infections from COVID-19. We've logged 2,800 deaths. It's a small percentage of the state's total population of 9 million, and far more people will be impacted by the damage to our state's economy. More than eight times the number of infected have already lost their jobs. Businesses shuttered for weeks, and a chance to reopen still weeks away. The State Department of Labor website and phone system have been overwhelmed. Many residents frustrated, unable to file a claim, but help is finally arriving.
According to Jersey Department of Labor boss Rob Acero-Angelo, major IT upgrades have just been completed, including one that will allow 60% of people who had been told they needed to talk to an agent to open a claim without doing that. He says more customer service reps are also being added.
By Friday, we'll have an additional 500 staff members at the Department of Labor who will be able to fully telework from home on government-owned laptops.
We're working as hard as possible, says Angelo, to get people their benefits as quickly as possible. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Asking landlords to do the right thing is not enough. That's according to one tenants group. They believe that New Jersey should actually cancel all rent payments until the crisis is over.
New Jersey Tenants Organization President Matt Shapiro says the executive order signed by Governor Murphy last month doesn't go far enough.
It's a moratorium on lockouts. It doesn't prevent evictions from occurring.
He says many tenants simply don't have rent while out of work due to COVID-19, so new legislation is needed.
For the tenants, for the landlord, for the banks, everybody would get their money in the end. They just have to wait.
Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 8:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
It is a wet start to your Wednesday morning here across New Jersey. Bands of light to moderate rain will continue through about noon today, then turning sunny but cool this afternoon. High temperatures only in the lower 50s. Some clouds tonight, breezy at times, and a chance of a snow shower in northern New Jersey only. Lows fall into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sun and clouds with a few sprinkles or flurries in the afternoon. Highs only around 50. And then Friday will start clear, dry, and cold before periods of rain return Friday afternoon. Highs still on the cool side in the lower 50s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow on the Town Square Weather Network on New Jersey 101.5.
Metuchen 42, Glassboro is 40, Oceanport is 42. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts. We'll send it right to your smartphone, and it's a free download from New Jersey 101.5.